Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, getting robbed on the street was a daily hazard. Joe Devine, victim of early morning holdup. Joseph Devine is authority for the statement that the holdup artist no longer confines his operations to the early part of the evening or the midnight period. Devine was halted at 6:15 yesterday morning while on his way to work at the smelters by two men who gave him the opportunity of gazing down the interior of ugly-looking revolvers while they searched his clothes for money. As Mr. Devine was on his way to work, he carried no valuables, and except for his nervous tension, happily is none the worse for the experience. The affair was staged on the 400 block of Chestnut Street. Mr. Devine was on his way to 3rd Street to catch a streetcar and paid no attention to the man who was walking ahead of him in the same direction, until the bandit suddenly faced about and shoved a revolver into his face with the command that he throw up his hands. While the first fellow covered him with the gun, a second man appeared on the scene from between two nearby houses and went through the victim's clothes. They had just about completed their search when two smeltermen were noticed approaching, and the holdup artist dived in between the houses and disappeared down the alley. In a related story, as he was about to enter his front gate at 402 East 4th Street at an early morning hour yesterday, Ben Anderson was suddenly confronted by two men, one of whom pointed a revolver at his head with the remark, "Throw up your hands and keep mum, or I'll kill you." While the man with the gun kept him covered, the partner searched Mr. Anderson and relieved him of $40 in cash, a diamond stick pin, and a revolver. Anderson had closed his place of business on West Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after midnight and called a taxi to take him home. He dismissed the car at the corner as it was only a few steps to his door. No one was in sight as he started for his gate, but the suddenness with which the pair put in an appearance would indicate that they'd been waiting for his arrival while hiding in the shadow of the building. Mr. Anderson immediately notified the police, and one man was picked up on suspicion by Assistant Chief Walsh. He was later released upon being able to give good reasons for being on the street at that early hour. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.